This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. There's an immigration debate raging in Washington right now, and it's unclear if the tech world's hopes for importing more talent from overseas will come true, even with its own set of highly paid lobbyists. But there has been some movement in the intense world of live video gaming. Riot Games, which makes popular title League of Legends, will hold its World Championships in Los Angeles this fall, where the best of the best will face off in an epic live tournament. And the company says it's convinced the federal government to give visas to competitive gamers, the same kind usually reserved for professional athletes. Jonathan Rothwell is a researcher at Brookings. He says the argument isn't all that far off.
Every competition needs to draw on the best competitors from around the world. Just think of how lame the U.S. Open would be if Roger Federer or Rafael Nadal weren't allowed to play.
Laugh at the comparison if you want, but Sundance DiGiovanni says you're wrong. DiGiovanni is the CEO of media company Major League Gaming, which he describes as a sort of ESPN for live video gaming events. He says his company helped lobby for the change and that Riot's viewership trumps a lot of mainstream sporting events.
14 million people tune into their All-Star weekend. And so when they have a championship event, they're going to have, you know, 15 to 20,000 people in the room. And those people are there to see not only the game being played, but also the players. So bringing them in from Europe and bringing them in from Asia is a key component to that because the fan base wants to see them as the matches are being played.
But is paperwork for gamers a waste of time and government resources? DiGiovanni says maybe, but he thinks that opening up athlete visas for gamers is a form of trailblazing.
I actually think that in the long run it will help because a lot of the people that we're seeing come over are being watched by the next generation of coders who are going to come up and realize that they can travel and get work visas because their favorite esports athletes were able to.
The winning argument, by the way, for letting pro gamers apply for O-1 and P-1 visas was about the economics. There's real money involved in the so-called sport. The prize for winning first place at Riot Games' upcoming championships in October, a cool million.